This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is claiming success in a U.S. negotiated ceasefire between Turkey and Syrian Kurds. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more from the White House.
The president says it's holding nicely, and Turkey's assuring him it's permanent.
This was an outcome created by us, the United States, and nobody else.
Says he'll lift sanctions on Turkey as a result, while warning they will come back if the Turks don't behave. The president says it's now time for somebody else to fight over what he calls the Mideast blood-stained sand.
And now we're getting out.
Though some U.S. troops will stay to guard eastern Syrian oil fields. Lawmakers from both parties are criticizing the pullout, which they say abandons the Kurds, who fought with the U.S. against Islamic State militants. Democrat Elliot Engel fears the fighters will stage a comeback.
It's safe to say ISIS is celebrating President Trump's foreign policy right now.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Democrats pursuing the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump demanded Wednesday that the State Department release key documents they had subpoenaed about his efforts to pressure Ukraine to open investigations to help him politically. The lawmakers said the State Department was withholding emails, text messages, diplomatic cables, and other information in its files from the last several months that were directly related to their expanding impeachment investigation. The new demands came as Wednesday's closed-door impeachment session was disrupted by a couple of dozen conservative Republican lawmakers, allies of the president. They barged in uninvited and demanded that the majority of Democrats hold public sessions and release transcripts of earlier testimony. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. British police are reconstructing the final journey of 39 people found dead Wednesday in a container truck in an industrial park. Reuters correspondent Maha Abeldraoui has details.
Essex police say the truck went from Zeebrugge in Belgium to Poolfleet in England via a ferry. The 39 people were found dead at an industrial park in southeast England. Details about the victims have not been released except that one was a teenager. The 25-year-old driver of the truck, who was from Northern Ireland, has been arrested on suspicion of murder. He's not been charged and his name has not been released. Zaria Shackley, London.
News reports from Britain say that police in Kent found 9 people alive in the back of a truck on the M20 motorway. Sky News quoted a police spokesman as saying that the 9 were being checked out by medical personnel before being turned over to immigration authorities. Hong Kong authorities on Wednesday withdrew an unpopular extradition bill that sparked months of chaotic protests that have since morphed into a campaign for greater democratic change. Secretary for Security John Lee told the semi-autonomous Chinese territory's legislature that the government suspended the bill because it had resulted in, in his words, conflicts in society. There are no signs that the withdrawal of the bill will dampen the protests, now in their 5th month. The rallies have snowballed into the city's biggest political crisis in decades. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration wants stronger warnings about the possible risks from breast implants. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The Food and Drug Administration says women who are getting breast implants should be receiving stronger warnings about the possible risks and complications. The agency wants manufacturers to add a boxed warning to marketing and information given to patients. The agency is trying to manage safety issues after receiving thousands of reports of health problems that some women attribute to the implants, including arthritis, fatigue, and muscle pain. In recent years, they also grappled with the link between a rare cancer and a type of textured implant, some of which have been recalled.
That's AP's Jennifer King. Researchers from Google are touting a computing milestone. AP's Matt Small has details.
Google says a quantum computing breakthrough has been achieved after an experimental quantum processor finished a calculation in just a few minutes, one that would take a traditional supercomputer thousands of years. But competitor IBM disputes the claim, saying Google underestimated the conventional supercomputer. Meanwhile, the advanced technology of quantum computing remains at a relatively early stage of development. Results of Google's study appear today in the scientific journal Nature. I'm Matt Small.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.